Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. Everybody's in shock right now, and I think you know why. One of the best tight ends in football has called it quits. And if you still don't know who I'm talking about, then maybe I shouldn't tell you, but it is Heath Miller. I was shocked. I didn't know what to think other than the Steelers need to reroute in order to compensate for the loss of Heath Miller by maybe looking at the draft. I don't know. They already did that with Jesse James. He had some workout time, some play time, and he's shown to be a good player. Obviously, he's still a rookie as far as I'm concerned because he didn't get the amount of snaps that he needed to, but I guarantee you he will get those during training camp. However, when I'm looking at tight ends and I'm looking at free agents, a name of Kyle Offrey may not come to mind. But in his mind, he's been around a while. Matter of fact, he's been with the Giants, the Patriots, the Raiders, the Browns. And everywhere he's gone, and I've watched his film, he has outperformed, outworked, outplayed most tight ends. And I just think that not only does he deserve an opportunity to play in the NFL, but to stay in the NFL. Everybody's heard of, you know, this Major League Football and how that's coming to fruition and they're getting their acts lined up to play for them. But when you think of a very already founded league, you think of the NFL. And I think of Kyle Offrey, who matches up relatively well. By no means would I ever compare Heath Miller and Kyle Offrey. But when you think about a physical guy, 6'6", 252, he was laser-timed at 4'6", 2, has the experience, his 40 is solid, he's got an awesome broad jump. Just one of these guys where you're just thinking, well, why is he so available? Well, here to tell me about it himself is Kyle Offrey. Welcome, Kyle, to the show. How are you?
Hey, Rudy. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Yeah, good, man. No problem at all. My pleasure. You know, it was nice to talk to you over the weekend to kind of go over the dynamics and what you're looking to do and how you've been there and how you feel relatively shortchanged. However, you're still positive, you're still uplifted, and you're still ready to go in the NFL. And while you're waiting for that fateful call, and by the way, scouts, if you haven't looked him up, I suggest that you do. You're looking at a guy who has trained in the NFL. He's been part of the combine prospect list, but he also runs his own training facility, training would-be athletes heading into respective NFL drafts. So, Kyle, you started out as a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, you started at Mississippi State. What was the transition like moving over, playing from a quarterback perspective to being on the receiving end of those throws as a tight end in your senior year?
Well, the physical nature of tight end compared to quarterback is obviously a little bit more intense. But the good thing about being a quarterback is it teaches you the whole mental aspect of the game. And the tight end position is a lot mental because you need to know you have to basically be a receiver and a lineman combination. You know, you have to run routes. You have to also block at the same time. So the transition mentally was easier because I didn't have to know what everyone on the field was doing, but there's the physical demands that are a little bit different.
Well, not only the demands, but you were Miami for the NFL Regional Combine, and all that work that you had put into making that transition, you were able to go to the next level. As a matter of fact, you found yourself in camp based on those numbers, based on your combine numbers with the Arizona Cardinals. They had, you know, a lot of injuries at the tight end position. Was your workout and the amount of reps that you had while in Arizona due to injuries, or do you believe they seen something in you that made you stand out?
Well, when I was in Arizona, I was there with Bruce Arians, who Steeler fans should know the name. I was in Arizona with Arians and his first year head coach. So his philosophy was he didn't know the veterans any different than he knew the rookies. He was still trying to learn the whole team. So part of the reason that I got a lot of reps when I was in Arizona and a lot of looks was, A, he would do two field practices at one time. We had four or five tight ends, sometimes six, depending on the week. So we would have two or three tight ends on each field. Then from there going forward, they would break it down based on, injuries, all that kind of stuff. And I was always healthy. I was always doing the right thing. I was making plays. I actually graded out the highest during OTAs out of all the tight ends on the team. I caught 58 of 60 passes. Assignment wise, technique wise, all that stuff. I did very well. I thought I had a clear shot. They had a lot of veterans on the team, and one of them, Jeff King, was on the team at the time, and he actually retired that year, so he didn't even play. So I was really hoping to get a good chance in Arizona, and it just never worked out that way. But it wasn't really in my control. I did everything that I could control. Played well every single day. First one in the facility every morning, last one to leave every night, watching extra film, doing extra stuff. So, you can only control so much in the NFL. At the end of the day, it's still a business. So.
Right. It definitely is. And at least you understand a lot of players enter NFL systems and don't recognize that it's a business. I mean, and it's really a business of you trying to mesh with the business of the NFL. So as long as you understand that and realize that, cuts will happen, releases will happen, some untimely, some timely, and some you're thinking, what? How did this happen? And so there you are at the other end of the spectrum wondering, am I going to get a shot? Where am I? Where was I going to go? You were bigger, stronger, faster. You outperformed all the other tight ends. And here you are now being released and soon headed to the New York Giants, who relatively wanted to sign you the last week. You had a solid workout with them. You ran a solid 40. You did everything right. And then the bad happened. Of course, there's always a bad. And it just happens. You had a hamstring. Which is relatively minor considering, I mean, we're not talking a shoulder or a neck injury or anything of that. It's just a hamstring. It got back to par. You did all the recovery.
Oh, in a few weeks. I was good to go in a few weeks.
Right, exactly. And in turn, they never called you back. They never brought you back, and it never transpired. So here you are waiting. Now you're playing the ping pong match here. Who's going to win? Am I going to win? The ball keeps going back and forth. And then at the end of the 13 2014 season, you received a call from the New England Patriots,
Yes. Who I had
which
already
is
worked
very
out.
great.
Well, I had worked out for New England a few times. I had, before they signed me eventually, which was in 2014, I had worked out for them like two or three times. I had been to a private workout. I had been through, they'd flown me up there for a medical evaluation. They had flown me up there for meeting with the coaches and stuff. So, I wasn't surprised that they finally brought me back up because, I was hoping to be there for from day one. So,
Well, I mean, you're receiving tight end to complement Gronkowski, who was obviously the Lone Ranger when they had all those injuries to Edelman, and you trained with them down in Florida. Everything was starting to fit well for you, and then they put you on some type of waiver list, and so now you're on waivers, and here comes the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, well,
They picked.
I was in New England. Sorry to interrupt. I was in New England with the Patriots, and I was, Gronk was still dealing with he had his knee injury, he had his elbow injury, and I was getting a good look with them, and they wanted to really bring me in and really had a spot for me on the roster and all that kind of stuff. They had some injuries on the defensive side, and so they had to let me go literally for, they said a few days. They would be let me go for a few days. I was still in Boston, and they were going to bring me back, and then the Browns picked me up. So that was a little bit of that situation more detailed. And so obviously New England no longer, had a chance to bring me back because I was in Cleveland.
Right. And so the landing that you had in Cleveland landed, and the reason why they picked you up is because Jordan Cameron had some issues between concussions and shoulder. And obviously Cleveland just has a lot of issues as a whole without going into any major detail as to why. But everybody, I think they think they know why. I'm not going to even bother going there. But they didn't even give you a fair look. I mean,
No.
you were cleared medically.
Oh, I was
Then,
healthy. I'm healthy as can be.
right, and then ultimately they just cut you. And so doesn't surprise me, like I said, for them to cut you or cut anybody else who is productive. Again, that's another segment of the Rude Dog Show. So then you went to the Raiders, and they had two tight ends. There were some season-ending injuries in camp, which I recall. Two rookies. They had an undersized tight end. I'm trying to remember his name to save my life.
Mikel Rivera.
Okay, right. And so, not really a competitor
No.
for all intents and purposes. So you had one amazing and winning touchdown in practice. And
Yeah.
so,
The first
what
day
happened?
in practice, because we had so many injuries, first day I got thrown right in with the first team. I'm in there. I probably had five, six catches on the first day, and the winning catch so that the defense had to run, was fourth and goal, and the winner, the loser has to run, just a little competition. And Matt Schaub actually was my quarterback and threw it up to me and made a catch, and I was ready to go. I made a great play. I was impressive. The coaches liked me. The tight end coach liked me. I was getting first team reps, and so I'm thinking just. All right, just keep working, keep going, and you'll have a good spot on this team because there's only three tight ends anyway, so they can't really cut one, but they did.
Again, an organization that really doesn't know the types of players that they have. I mean, look, the Raiders have done better this year than I think any year in the last 10 years, to be perfectly honest with you. But then they ended up cutting you because you outperformed him.
But look at their
What were
tight end.
your
Look at their
thoughts?
tight end production, though. They did well as a team, but how their tight ends do? They brought in a they had a rookie from Miami who was again undersized, a speed tight end, and he had a decent year. But I mean that he wasn't there last year, so
Well, here you go. It's a matter of now all these teams that have recognized your talent, but yet for some reason made it almost impossible for you to not only be kept on an NFL team, but to have others look at you and make you available to other teams. And so everybody's seen draft day, I'm sure. I know I have at least a couple times. And of course, that wouldn't be the Cleveland Browns. I mean, in a successful world for the Cleveland Browns, that would be the godsend for them. However, the theory behind, GMs trading up or trading down or getting rid of this guy or getting rid of that guy, there would have been some type of financial benefit to them as well as what the player could produce on the field. And you have produced consistently. I mean, you train 5, 6 days a week. You're in the best shape of your life currently. There's a low wear, low tear factor on your body. And you still have the drive. You still have the availability to not only want to play, but have the dynamic. I mean, as I stated in the beginning of the show, that your broad jump is 9 foot 7. That's massive. Vertical is 34, and a lot of players you can compare yourself to if you really want to compare. Let's go backwards a little bit. The commissioner of the FXFL, if I was going to call him and ask him if he had a chance to see you, what would his evaluation be? How would he answer that?
He would say, and I'm not going to say his name, he would say that the kid has all the talent in the world, but we're not in good terms because we still haven't paid him yet.
That'd be a good
That's
reason
what he would
why. So.
say. And if he said, if he had something positive to say about me, I would be surprised because I'm still waiting to get my paycheck from them. Which there's some legal actions being taken place because the FXFL didn't pay anybody, but talent-wise, that he wouldn't have anything negative to say about me on the football field. I went into the league, I played a few games, played really well, had a bunch of catches, a few touchdowns, and only the a few weeks I was there because I didn't go to the league till after I was done with Oakland, so.
Right. Well, it's unfortunate things happen. It's probably one of the reasons why the FXFL is no longer there, because they don't have a backbone. There's really nothing solid to keep them around. So then there's the scout for Cleveland at the Super Regional Combine, which one of the reasons why he kept you in mind and brought you into Cleveland is because he was the former scout of the Regional Combine. What would he say about your play style, and why do you believe he brought you into their system?
He would say that he would say the kid caught every pass that hit his hands, and I watched him do it. He ran great, crisp routes, and he was a very good run blocker. Good technique. He's a strong kid with a lot of power, and he was in good shape. I ran a good 40 at the regional combine. I ran great routes. All my workouts with teams. My one workout with New England that I had, it was just me and another receiver, and we ran nonstop routes for 45 minutes straight because New England likes to test your conditioning. And I was fine. They were very impressed by my work ethic, my conditioning, my attitude. How it's because some of these workouts last 5, 10 minutes. But you need to want they want to see how a kid reacts when you get pushed to your limit, how you respond to fatigue, tiredness, if you get sloppy, all that kind of stuff. So it's been a challenge, and I think that a scout every time a scout has given me feedback, it's always been extremely positive or a personnel guy. And they've always had one excuse here and there and why they haven't signed me. And I'm not trying to sound negative, but it's been, we had an injury on defense that we needed to make some moves, or, we had this or that, or whatever the reason might be. It's always been in my eyes, it hasn't been a legitimate reason for me not to be on the team, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. And you have every reason to question why a team has not picked you up, which is very, very, very legitimate. I've seen your workout videos. I've seen one-handed catches. I've seen your play in the FXFL. I've read interviews. I've seen your combine test video. I've seen every possible video that's out there about you, for you, and by you. And so when we're looking at a free agency season, and considering the Steelers don't have Heath Miller anymore, which was Big Ben's, security blanket for quite a while. He was in the league for 11 years. And so, now there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, and
What do they do?
this year's draft class is in tight ends is probably one of the weakest in a long time. In the last few years at tight end in the draft class coming out, there hasn't been much size and much talent coming out. A lot of the tight ends we see are just receivers that people are converting to tight ends because they don't have that true tight end look in college anymore.
Right.
So it's for me to being I'm 6'6", 250 pounds or so, I could consistently run a 4.6 on a even without training for it, with good speed, good hands, with the willingness and ability to block as well. I wouldn't say I'm a true Y because I'm not 265, 270 pounds. But I could put my head in there, and I consider myself a guy like a lot like a Greg Olsen.
Right.
A big,
I see
big,
that.
strong physical target, big mismatch. I'm faster than linebackers. I'm bigger than safeties. But and Greg is, I know Greg personally. He doesn't love to block, but he'll stick his head in there and get the job done. And
Right.
he and look at him. He's 2, 3 years older than me, and he's a Pro Bowler this year. So it's I think I'm in a good position all around to be a contributing factor on any team that gives me an opportunity. But
Right.
then it has to be a real opportunity to let me, give me a chance to compete for a starting position or place for some playing time, not just a camp body. And I'll make some scout look really good.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and the old adage is, if you don't look good, they don't look good.
Right.
And so, looking at a very vacant spot with the Steelers at the tight end position, and again, this is no fluff. I'm not going to pull you along. I'm not going to, do any of that. But what I'm going to say is this: that based on what I've seen, and I've watched a lot of talent, I've helped, D2 guys, D3 guys, even D1 guys who almost don't have a chance in the NFL actually become drafted, only for the simple fact that they are capable, they're physical, they have the passion, they have the humility, and they know how to make it work. They know how to make it work, and I believe you do. I believe you have those talents. I believe you have the humility. I believe that you have the patience. Obviously, that builds up when you're getting passed from team to team to team with no real honest opportunity to be considered to play in the 53-man. So, Kyle, I wish you the absolute best. And look, Pittsburgh, if you're listening, which I hope you are, and if you're listening, I really suggest that you give Kyle Offrey a call. Call him.
Yeah.
Get in contact with his agent, because he is willing to do whatever it takes, take the hits that he needs to take, put it all out on display. And again, no comparison to Heath Miller, but in the free agent market, this is probably the guy you want to look at.
Yeah.
Through the draft, you know it's going to take you 4 or 5 years to get someone. Hopefully not that long, but if it does happen, Jesse James is and could be the heir apparent at some point. But when you want to bring somebody in who has the experience, who has the NFL experience, the tenacity, the understanding that this is a business, but if you perform, you get paid to perform. You definitely need to look at Kyle Offrey.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I trained down in Miami in the offseason with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. So I work out with those guys, and that's the type of workouts I do in the offseason. And I know the Steelers coaching staff and the fans know how great a shape those guys are in and how hard of workers they are. So, you know, I'm a blue collar kind of guy, and you know, that's how I was born and raised. So I'm just a hard work, you know, get results kind of guy. So I'm ready to go whenever a team calls.
Well, let's hope somebody does. So look, Kyle, if there's anything I can do for you post interview, feel free to reach out. You have my information. I'll do whatever I can to help, you know, get you that opportunity. And it's not me who's going to get it for you. I will help you at least get noticed, because that's what I do.
Awesome, Rudy. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, any scouts that are listening right now, especially the Steelers scouts, I know they're going to be at the combine, but if you send a guy out to speak to Kyle Offrey, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Do the homework, do the research. And if anybody can evaluate talent, it's the late Bill Nunn. Unfortunately, Bill Nunn is not there, but I can tell you this much. He would probably be proud and a smile on his face knowing that you picked up Kyle Offrey. So Kyle, thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rudy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And with that being said, this has been Kyle Offrey, free agent, ready for your call. And this has been Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.